Welcome back to the Gray Bar Sports on a Sunday morning. Once again, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here's Tom Ackerman on America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
Well, we've changed up a few things. I'm not Tom Ackerman. I'm Mike Claiborne, and we've moved the studio to Jupiter, Florida, where we're at Roger Dean Stadium. And we're going to go to the guest line, and standing by is one of my favorite people. I don't see him enough, but I always think about him, and it's always great to have Bernie Miklas on KMOX. Bernie, good morning, sir.
Claves, what a pleasure it is to be able to talk to you, even if it's on the air. And you'll be seeing me around Busch Stadium more in 2025. I got to quit being a hermit. And one of the reasons is to come be able to make sure I say hello to you and Mr. Rooney and Mr. Horton.
Well, you know, you and I kind of like the last of the Mohegans around here, so we do need to spend some quality time together.
That's right.
You know, we and have to do that.
I miss out on spring training. You know, I haven't gone to spring training for a while. That's okay because I got so many other things I have to do. I couldn't really afford to be down there for long. But one of my, just so everybody knows, one of my joys in life, and this applies every St. Louis media person who's had the good fortune to be invited to dinner by Mike Claiborne in spring training. You know, this must be the way it was like with Sinatra and those guys, with like some of the best restaurants in town. You know, it's like, hey, Mr. Claiborne, yeah, right here. A party of four? No, I got six. Oh, okay, six. That's fine.
Don't worry about it. Yeah, we'll make him get up. Yeah, exactly. You know, it's funny. I was taking somebody to dinner recently. This is year 40 of spring training. Now, I've been in the business a little longer, but this is 40. And you start thinking about all the people. And you and I used to have some classic dinners. And it wasn't always about the games. It was about life and people and family and friends and everything else that goes on in the world. And I think that's one of the neat things about spring training that doesn't get enough credit for why we enjoy being here other than the weather and watching guys develop to get ready for the season.
Yeah, that's right. And I'm gonna throw you a compliment here. So people might be getting sick of me praising you, whatever. But you know, the one thing about you, you've always been this way with me, and you've been a tremendous help. Is when me being the hotshot columnist or the guy, you know, talking on the radio or whatever, you know, you have on many occasions said, you know, you need to rethink this. You know, and you didn't do anything wrong, but you should rethink this. There's some stuff here and there and here and there. You always get me to check my conscience, and I really appreciate that.
Well, I appreciate you saying it. Now, if I can get somebody to check mine, we'd be on the right path here. I'm the one that's off the rails here these days. Hey, you know, this is an interesting time for us in sports, people who cover it, people who support these teams. You know, when you look at yesterday and everyone that was playing, and, you know, they all kind of mirror each other with regard to redevelopment, reloading, and trying to move to that next step where they can get back on a basis where what we've been expecting and what we've always accepted as far as competition and winning. And I find it fascinating because in all the years, Bernie, I don't think we've ever seen this many teams, whether it's college or pro, going through the same process at the same time.
Yeah, and it's I think the shock in St. Louis is that number one, it's so personal because there's such a strong allegiance to the Cardinals. Even if people are upset about something and they're not going to buy as many tickets, there's still a huge, tremendous amount of interest in the team, and people's passions are on the line. So I think in a market like St. Louis in particular, you know, this is like a strange experience because by and large, Cardinals fans have not had to go through this very often, at least not since Bill DeWitt bought the team and before the 96 season. As for other places, and with baseball, a lot of it, the system is that it enables owners of quite a few teams, unfortunately, to kind of basically sit it out competitively while they're also taking money from their partners, revenue sharing. And so that bothers me more than anything that the Dodgers are spending. The fact that you have owners that could actually be really who take, for example, the Pittsburgh Pirates have an excellent starting rotation. Excellent. Yep. Mm-hmm. And yet they've done nothing to make that team better in the offseason. So if you're not going to, like, get beyond your comfort level to spend And because to take advantage of this window you have with those great young starters and, you know, Skeens and all the rest. See, that's what's wrong with baseball. It isn't the Dodgers. You know what I'm saying? That's what's and you can apply this to other sports, but the other sports, you know, at least, you know, in football.
Well, the salary cap makes you accountable.
Exactly. Exactly. And if you don't hire the right people, well, that's your fault. And if you can't find a quarterback, that's your fault. So, yeah, I think the other sports kind of police themselves, or the system polices everybody.
No, I think you make a great point. And it's somewhat of a head-scratcher for baseball. And, you know, I look at this team as they take batting practice, and I know some people would feel like, well, they're not committed. They've scaled back. I think what they've done, from what I see a lot more people working with people. There's a lot more investment in development than would show. You know, if you hit spring training, you can kind of see it. Like, this is a little different than what we've been accustomed to. And there are multiple ways you can reinvest in your team without going out and overpaying for a free agent. And well, I'm of the belief that if that situation comes about, if they're competing down the stretch, don't think that they won't go out and get someone if that's going to get them over the hump, because you can't miss out on that opportunity. No matter what your plan is, you have to try. And I think we're going to still see that. And I think the effort that we're going to see from this team, because they're young guys who are getting an opportunity for the first time, they're going to give you everything they have. And so I'm not worried about that. I'm appreciative of the fact that I'm seeing the reinvestment of their money compared to some other cities who just put the money in their pocket.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that. And, of course, I'm not surprised to hear you say that, because you know what's up. Listen, I'm not popular with a certain segment of Cardinals fans, and I don't know what kind of percentage we're talking about. But listen, I spent all of last season basically saying, listen, let me tell you, that this is going on, that's going on. They don't have a full-time catching instructor. They don't have the technology. They don't have the facilities. It's kind of underfunded and understaffed. And I would bang the drum on that, because I would point out over and over again, one of the things that I've respected so much about Bill DeWitt is because he was ahead of the game with all of that stuff. And all of that stuff. And that's one of the reasons why they were such a huge winner for a long time. And I'm surprised that it lapsed. But I kept pounding the table, so to speak, saying, listen, they have got to fix the minor league system, the analytics department, player development, have everything these kids need to be major league ready to the max, as much as you can get them ready. And so when they finally did it, I was thrilled. I was happy. I think it's a huge, huge thing. And I don't think enough people understand what a big deal this is, because they can't see it. See, you can see it. You can see the work being done. You can see all these new coaches and instructors, and you're like, well, gosh, they really did bring in a lot of people. But that's tough for fans. So I'm not blaming fans, because they don't see what's happening other than what's on the major league field, you know?
No, you're absolutely right. And I think they'll see it with the results down the road. But
right,
this team will be better than maybe what some people think. You know, I'll remind people, you know, they did finish in second place last year. Now, obviously, second place is not where they wanted to finish as far as the standings were concerned. But it wasn't like it was a terrible season. We saw the development of certain players. We saw Mason Wynn. We saw Ryan Helsley really come to the forefront, and some other people. And I really think they're going to be better. They have enough pitching right now. And now I say that on February 23rd.
Sure.
As we know, July 23rd, I may be saying to you, Bernie, we need some pitching, because that's just how the business works. But I think overall, I like the direction. It's early, and some guys have to play through this and make sure they justify their existence. But overall, I would just say to people, give it a shot and see what happens.
Well, there's a lot. Your point about, you know, the energy and the hungriness in camp is spot on. And that applies to the older guys too. Contreras is learning a new position. He knows that people are skeptical of that. He's doing everything he can to be a decent, solid, good first baseman. He's got something to prove. Sonny Gray, he was good last year, but he knows he wasn't at his best. He knows that there's another level. He knows he can't allow home runs the way he did last year. He knows he's got to pitch better on the road. He's hungry. He's determined to prove, you didn't see my best. I can't think of a guy anywhere in Jupiter, Florida right now that probably is more determined to prove that he still is the type of offensive player that can do a lot of damage. And then last year was an aberration, talking about Nolan Arenado. And then you have all these kids that are competing for playing time, and they also know they got a lot to prove. And I think that everybody down there collectively is really fired up about the challenge. Does this mean they're going to win 90 games? No. I don't know what they're going to win, because it's like everything else. You mentioned the pitching, and let me throw this in real quick. If the bullpen is not good, well, everything's going to fall apart, because the bullpen saved that team. That's why they won as many games as the Chicago Cubs last year. And it's why they won as many games as the 2006 Cardinals did in the regular season. But if the bullpen, if the levee breaks, then it's going to be a tough season. So that's one area of concern. But because we all know that certain hitters got to step it up, and we can say that a million times. But I also think maybe the bullpen holds the key to everything, as long as some more offense is produced.
I couldn't agree with you more, man. It'll be an interesting year. And reason it'll be an interesting year, because I am going to connect with you, and we will hang out, and I have a couple of new spots that we can go and chop it up.
I look forward to it very much. Wonderful being with you, even for a few minutes today. Thank you, Mike.
All right, he's Bernie Miklas. I'm Mike Claiborne. You can hear Bernie with the Gas House Gang every day on KMOX. We're going to take a break. St. Louis U was in action last night, and there is good news to report about the Billikens.